Reese gets the victory on the road over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 57-37, now winning four games in a row in five of their last four. The only loss in there, Lansing Eastern, back on December 28th. They now have wins against USA, Sandusky, Vassar, Bad Axe, and now Lakers as they start out a five-game road trip right now. Tonight being the first one. Now they travel to Carrollton on Wednesday. Then they're at Caro. The following week they are at USA, followed by at Cass City before being home on February 5th for just one game before they're back on the road at Vassar and at Bad Axe. So, like you said, John, in the last break, this season certainly isn't over. The divisional race certainly isn't over. I think the West is going to beat itself up, each other, like a classic Big Ten season where everyone just has one, two, maybe even three losses when the divisional title is given out.
Yes, literally. Three losses can take it outright. Maybe four losses with shared hardware. But you know, you mentioned about they have a game over at USA, and somebody else is going to be there too, and that's going to be us.
Yes, indeed. So, John, when you take a look at Reese, they've got, you know, they control their own destiny now. They are in first place by themselves in the Greater Thumb West at 4-0. Lakers in second place at 2-1, tied with Bad Axe, who Reese just beat in overtime two nights ago in Reese. USA also technically at 1-1, as is Vassar at 1-1. So Cass City and Caro both 0-3 entering tonight. But it's really wide open still, in my opinion, between Reese, Bad Axe, and USA.
And I'm looking at Cass City to be a spoiler. They've
very
got the talent.
Very much so. I definitely do see that happening. And let's take a look at the Lakers schedule now. Upcoming, they, of course, have tonight Reese, and then they are home again on Wednesday against Bad Axe before hitting the road on Friday at USA, a game you will hear right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Lakers at USA a week from tonight on Friday, coverage starting right around 7 p.m. from Sebring, Michigan. That game will be right here on the WLW Sports Network. But then after that, they are back home for four more home games on the 29th and 31st, Wednesday, Friday, Cass City and Vassar. And then the following week, home against Harbor Beach in a crossover game. And then on February 7th, home against Caro. So Lakers has a good, they've been Road Warriors up to this point. This is their second home game of the season. So now they are being rewarded with that, five of their next six games at home.
Yeah, and good things can happen. You know, they got to get used to the fact that this is their home and this is their turf to go ahead and protect, and I think they will. I think they've learned a valuable lesson in tonight's game. This is just the first step, a baby step for that matter, in this race in the West.
Lakers entered tonight giving up 59, or allowing, or scoring 59.5 points. That average is down to 56.2 right now. And defense, they're allowing now 48.8. They entered tonight at 47.5. So those things are going a little bit in the wrong direction for the Lakers. But a dominating performance by the Reese Rockets making that possible, or causing that. Reese now at 7-2, scoring 61 points per game. That lowered their average by 0.6 of a point. But their defense improved by 2 points tonight, going from 53.6 to 51.7. Reese entered tonight with the 13th worst defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing those 53 points. So good to see Reese training in that direction. A lot of young talent on this Rocket squad. And I think we're going to see an exciting 3 years here, if not more, from the Rockets.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. You know, as far as the Rockets are concerned, I think they're really starting to hit their stride, taking away the things that their opponents are trying to do out there. You know, tonight was Sawyer Kuzefka. And you know, it's a very smart team, very well-coached team. And Reese is going to, well, like you said, they're in the catbird seat right now. They're going to see what they can do with the rest of the season. But there's a lot of basketball to be played yet.
So I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, but if there were two things that decided this ballgame tonight, John, what would those two elements be?
Take away Sawyer Kuzefka was one.
Yep.
Okay? That had to be the most important thing on their mind, and they put their best defensive ball player, obviously, you know, it's going to be Isaac Johnson as their best defensive ball player. But also the ability to go ahead and control the paint better than Lakers could. Lakers had the opportunity. They had some things going on in the inside early. I know one basket was disallowed with Sheridan, but to me, you know, I'd just go back to that well all the time. You know, the Sheridan is tough on the inside, and then also the Lakers show just how tough Hunter Crone is. Hunter Crone just absolutely played a whale of a ball game.
As a freshman.
And there's so much upside to this team and everything. They're going to need to go ahead and learn how to go ahead and penetrate on the inside, drive, draw, and dish, the old 3D routine. And I think they're going to be okay. Defensively, I can't fault them. I thought they did a nice job. It's just that, Reese was very patient with the ball tonight, and that might be a good lesson to learn.
In other action tonight, we just have one other score update for you. Thumb Tailgater Sports was at this one over in Ubley, a doubleheader between girls and boys, Harbor Beach and Ubley, the Backyard Brawl Part 1 in Ubley tonight. It was halftime. Ubley was leading Harbor Beach 27-21. They extend that lead out to 9 at the end of the third quarter, 37-28. But then Harbor Beach outscores Ubley 14-7 in the final quarter. And on a last-second shot from Dylan Kadar, he missed that one. And Ubley hangs on to the lead, and the victory goes to the Bearcats 44-42 over Greater Thumb East rival Harbor Beach. And now the Ubley Bearcats sitting all by them lonesome in first place in the Greater Thumb East at 3-0.
Ubley's the surprise team. This is a team that Lakers has beaten twice and everything. But they shouldn't be a surprise. They've got the good guard play. They've got a good inside game. They've got some things going, but will Ubley be able to go ahead and continue this? Well, right now, in the first part, they're looking pretty good, and they're pretty happy with themselves. And right now, Harbor Beach knows that they're a game behind, and they want to go ahead and change that trend.
So, John, what are your final thoughts here from Laker Country?
Well, we saw, I think, an interesting ball game and how it unfolded. I think the Lakers have a great deal of optimism as to what some things that were happening. It just wasn't on a consistent basis. And so, Reese right now, if they're feeling really good about themselves, they should be thinking back to halftime. They were thinking they were pretty feeling good about themselves during this game. He came out, and that's when Lakers kind of took charge. And I really felt that they were beginning to break. I was waiting for Coach Kern to call that timeout. He never did. But just one of those kind of things. So my final thought is that both teams brought something away. That was a positive, and there's a lot of basketball to be played in this season.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, Huron Daily Tribune, Kohler Propane, Moore Motors of Carroll, and Moore Shoreline of Sebring, North Star Bank, D&M Cabinet Shop, Thumb Bank and Trust, Valley Enterprises, Bayport State Bank, Insure Health, Better Life, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? I probably shouldn't screw that up. That's my own slogan. It's time to wrap this thing up from Laker Country. The Reese Rockets are victorious over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 57-37. Reese now in first place in the Greater Thumb West. Ubley, all by them lonesome, in first place in the Greater Thumb East. And next week, we follow the Lakers to USA on January 24th. Excuse me, no, we actually have a game before that. We have a game on this Tuesday, John. Kingston at North Huron, a doubleheader week. Kingston at North Huron, and then Lakers at USA on Friday. So doubleheader action on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, in-game analysis, John Mooney, back in the studio pushing all the buttons. That'd be Chandler Pulaski. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly did. High action from start to finish. A lot of energy on the court. And the Reese Rockets are going home happy with a 20-point victory over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. On behalf of everyone at the WLW Sports Network, thank you for listening. You can listen to this replay of this broadcast and our podcast format on iTunes, wherever else you get them, starting tomorrow right here on WLWSports.com. Just click play, and we'll take care of the rest. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening. Drive safe and stay out of the snow this weekend. Reese 57, Lakers 37.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLEW Sports Network.